on. Linda will look after it.
All right, Carolina, well done. A great win today. Just talk us through how pleased you are to get that win over Coco and what you thought you did particularly well.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, it was a tough battle today. It's always very tough against her. I mean, she's a top player, so I expected very tough match. I tried to, you know, get some advantages on a clay that I can use, change the rhythm, slice a lot, and then keep pressuring her. And I think I did that well. And yeah, I think the third set was a battle. It was very physical as well. And I'm glad I managed the first break, and then I was able to keep it going.
Well done today. I know you just talked about kind of you're probably used to playing Coco on hard court. I think this was the first time you played her on clay, and you just referenced some of the advantages that you think you kind of had. Can you share a little bit more and maybe how you approached the match, maybe compared to previously playing her on hard court, with it now being on clay?
Yeah, it was our first meeting on clay. We've never played before, but I think she's unbelievable player on clay. Like, if you look at her last year clay season, Roland Garros champion, you know, just incredible mover. So I just knew that I have to play really well to get a chance to win, and I just tried to play my game as well. And yeah, as I mentioned, try to slice it up, break her rhythm, and yeah, it was working today.
Well, congratulations. How do you plan your clay court season, also goal-wise and everything? What do you approach?
Well, this tournament, actually, I'm kind of taking as a nice preparation. You know, we drove here by car. It's this tournament is so nice. I'm loving it, my time here, to be honest. And, yeah, just, you know, trying to get used to clay, used to the game, change it up a little bit. From the hard court, and then I'm off to Madrid, Rome, and Paris, and I didn't really set my goals yet.
I wanted to ask specifically about your sliding. I was really impressed by it. I think there was one point in the second set, Coco kind of had you going back and forth, and I was kind of focused on your sliding. I'm curious, is that something, like, during practice, do you just train without even having a racket in hand, just kind of going from side to side? And I'm just curious kind of how you've really kind of honed in on sliding specifically on clay.
I'd say, you know, when I, like last week or the first match, it was still not there. I think the match by match, I'm getting better at that. Not really, to be honest, but obviously I'm from Europe, from Czech Republic. I was growing up on the clay court, so the surface is familiar to me, and I just like it. You know, I like as well going from hard court to the clay. I kind of enjoy the every specific on of any surface, and I like clay. So yeah, I think, just, you know, getting used to it. And I think match by match, I'm better and better timing-wise and sliding and all that.
General question. Well, what are your connections maybe and feelings concerning Germany? Do you speak a little bit German? Do you like cars or Germany football teams, whatever, music?
Go into when I was younger, I played German club matches. So I played for Radolfzell, and it's nice because I meet here and there some people from the team, so as well familiar faces to me. It's nice. So I spent some time playing club matches, and yeah, obviously it's our neighbor Germany, so it's very very close to me. But I don't really follow any of a football or or music, so I can't say.
Yeah, Carolina, coming back to the tournament, tomorrow you're going to have a match against Vitolina, which is in your head-to-head against her. It's almost the same as it was with Coco. She has 3-0 against you, but never played on clay. How's your specific mindset for this game?
to be honest, you know, as you can see, I just came straight from shower here, and I didn't really think of tomorrow's match. But another great competitor, Elena, is having an incredible season so far. So I'll still have to, you know, check the match she played today and this week and talk with my coach. But I wouldn't expect anything less than a very tough match.
I think we didn't talk already about that medical treatment during the second set. Were you concerned? How did you recognize anything?
Sorry.
She had a medical
treatment? Not you. A spectator.
Had
a treatment during the second
set. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's never nice to see. I hope that the gentleman is feeling good. I didn't really know what was happening. I just thought he was feeling unwell, but I hope that the medical team take care of him and that he's feeling good.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.